Delaware lawmakers are planning a special session after an uproar from state residents over their property values and corresponding tax bills. From the Delaware desk, WHYY, Sarah Mueller has more.
State legislators will meet August 12th to consider measures aimed at lowering Delaware's property tax burden. Delaware County's last reassessed property values more than 40 years ago. New property tax reassessments are driving up tax bills for many residential property owners. Governor Matt Meyer calls the bill spikes outrageous.
We are a low property tax jurisdiction. That's very important to Delaware, and I think it's something that needs to be addressed and needs to be fixed.
Meyer and other lawmakers are criticizing school districts for increasing school taxes. Districts are allowed by state law to ask for more revenue after reassessments. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
The organization leading preparations for Philadelphia to host the World Cup in 2026 has rented space in the Fashion District to act as a hub for volunteers. WHYY's Eric Nixon tells us more.
The two-story, 18,000-foot space will be utilized for FIFA's Volunteer Center for the 2026 World Cup operations, as well as a museum hosting previous World Cup treasures and historic memorabilia for Philadelphia sports teams. Philadelphia Soccer 2026 Senior Advisor Allison Grove says renting the space was thoughtful and purposeful, looking to bring more activity to Market East, connecting countless visitors from around the world to Philadelphia's local businesses and rich history. The adjacent glass lobby in the mall will also be used to host activations for the World Cup and other events during that time. Eric Nixon, WHYY News.
NBC 10 reports residents of a senior living apartment building in Philly's Queen Village neighborhood were evacuated Tuesday, taken to a shelter provided by the city following an electrical fire. The building on the 1,000 block of 4th Street was evacuated on June 26th for a similar reason. Checking sports and checking the forecast, first off the Phillies. They get busy with the White Sox midday today, and the Phils beat the White Sox last night 6-3. Today is the last of their set with the White Sox out in Chicago. Looks like Taiwan Walker will start on the mound for the Phillies, Adrian Hauser for the White Sox. Your Philadelphia forecast. First off, a reminder, there's a heat advisory in effect because of the high heat today expected, along with the high humidity. There's an air quality alert until midnight tonight. Sunny to partly cloudy in the city. A stray thunderstorm is possible on our Wednesday. A high of 97 and some clouds tonight, a low of 77. There's a chance of afternoon storms tomorrow, maybe some very heavy rain as we get up to 88 degrees. 88 right now in Philly.